Violence against women leaves more than physical scars. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mia Bloom, professor of communication and Middle East studies at Georgia State University, explains why they are doubly victimized.
Around the world, women who have been assaulted are held responsible for the crimes of men. From Afghanistan to Morocco and beyond, female victims of gender-based violence are traumatized and blamed by their families for violating a code of conduct that requires them to be virgins until marriage. To eliminate the source of stigma, the women might even be killed by members of their own family. This creates a powerful disincentive for women to report violence committed against them and creates a culture of impunity for men. In Iraq, rape was used as a weapon of war against the Yazidi minority. In Nigeria, schoolgirls taken hostage were rejected by their families for having been kidnapped by Boko Haram once they were liberated. It is crucial to address this problem, which the international community has repeatedly failed to do. For example, in 1936 in Nanjing, or 1945, the Korean Comfort Women, or 1971 in Bangladesh, in 1992, Bosnia, or 1994 in Rwanda, and more recently, Russians in Ukraine. Despite international law and statutes that have been established since the declaration of the United Nations Security Council, Resolution 1325, women continue to be doubly victimized by perpetrators and by their families. The solution is changing local and cultural viewpoints about women and not establishing more war crimes tribunals. Until we address the situation head on, women will continue to be doubly victimized if they are assaulted.
That was Mia Bloom of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.